Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Annalyn.
It came to our knowledge that you went to Syria early this year. Am I right?
I went to the Syrian border. I was about 15 kilometres from Syria. So I wasn't actually in Syria. I was in Lebanon and Turkey in the refugee camps there, also in informal settlements. And that was actually part of the Friendly Nations Initiative delegation. So since my involvement with ESSAC, I've been separately appointed to the Friendly Nations Initiative Executive Committee, chaired by Mr. Tony Shepherd. And through that group, it was Tony who actually orchestrated a delegation of business leaders in partnership with the UNHCR to actually visit. And it's the first time we've had Australian business leaders visiting refugee camps since World War II.
And how was the visit?
It was devastating and inspiring all at the same time. I've actually been working within the refugee sector for about 15, 16 years now. So I thought that, you know, I probably wouldn't have been as affected as I was. But being at the front line and hearing the stories and the, you know, the pleas and aspirations of many of these Syrians and Iraqis that have been affected by the conflict, it's very clear to me that Australia and the international community have a lot more to do. You know, it was only 5 years ago when many of these individuals and families were living life exactly like we were. They were going to university, they were working, they were raising their family, they had farms, and, you know, due to the civil conflict, many of them have had to up and leave and seek refuge somewhere else. And interestingly, Annalyn, one of the things that I found really compelling was majority of them didn't want to come to Australia or anywhere else. They wanted to stay closer in countries like Lebanon and Turkey, so that when the conflict was resolved, they could go home and start to rebuild their lives. So I think it's really important that we understand that a lot of the responsibility is being held by Turkey and Lebanon. They are carrying a lot of the need and the refugees that are currently facing this crisis. And I think we need to look at how we can also support those governments, because many, many people do not want to leave. And the other important thing was that there were so many women and children, and the average household was about 5.6 children.
That's a lot.
And, you know, when you think about women-headed households, that probably represents about 40%. So it's really difficult for women in particular to be able to go and find work when they're having to manage their parenting responsibilities. So I think there's a real opportunity there around how we can support women in micro-business, which again is another passion of mine. I run the Migrant Small Business Expos across Australia and was very inspired to see even in the refugee camps, the social enterprise and stalls and entrepreneurship around people wanting to find ways to drive their own livelihood, and they were not asking for handouts at all. In fact, I remember one woman in particular, she said, "We don't need food packages. We don't need, you know, handouts. What we need is a job for my son, who's a qualified engineer, or my daughter, who's a pharmacist." And that's really, really important. And I think that's why the Friendly Nations Initiative is really critical in having that discussion and raising awareness among business about the resilience and the hardworking ethic that migrants and refugees across the world share in terms of coming to Australia for a better life for their families and their community. So the initiatives that we're talking about are very much business-led in terms of Friendly Nations with the Migration Council of Australia. And it's not so much government talking about creating jobs, because it's not government that creates jobs, it's the business community. And that's one thing I think people often forget, that bringing employers into a discussion that says, well, what are your workforce needs for the future, is a really important step that sometimes gets overlooked.
So you mean when you went to the border, you were with business persons?
Yeah, yeah, business. Yeah. And senior, very high business people. I was the only community representative, because I'm the
That's
only
great.
Community representative on that Friendly Nations Exec Committee.
Which is great, because you went there and you were able to see what's really happening.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. In fact, I'm looking at in Sydney, in Parramatta, we're still confirming the date, maybe around July, we're going to be doing, I'm helping to organise a settlement symposium with a focus on the Syrian crisis.
Oh, okay.
And that will be in Parramatta, and I'll be presenting particularly my experiences and those of business, and just an update on the FNI.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.